You are here. The body's inside, and it's not pretty.
Let me not keep you from your work, Lord Ingram nodded. Inspector, Sergeant, good day.
He and Miss Holmes returned to the Hackney and drove away. Inspector Treddles stared after them. He had no idea how they had learned of the crime when he himself had been informed less than an hour ago. But he had a presentiment that their involvement in the matter was only beginning, and he did not like it.
1. Sunday.
6 days earlier. This is an account of a remarkable man named Sherlock Holmes. No, too unremarkable an opening. Miss Olivia Holmes scratched out the line. Let me recount a tale of woe and vengeance. Better, maybe. At least a little more intriguing. The origin of our story lies decades ago, in a paroxysm of violence and betrayal. Let your mind leap over the tumult of the Atlantic Ocean into the vastness of the New World, past the cities on the east coast of the continent, past the farms and homesteads of its tamer interior regions. Now you have come to the edge of the frontier. The land beyond is harsh, survival is uncertain, but you have come too far. You have no choice but to forge ahead. Livia tapped the end of her pen against her lower lip. This was a fair enough beginning, if she did say so herself. The setting was clear, the sentences were muscular, and when she read the whole thing aloud, as all good stories should be, she detected a pleasing cadence to the syllables. Was it possible she could actually do it? Compose an engrossing story inspired by the feats of her sister Charlotte? The day before, Charlotte had assured her that she was fully worthy of the task. Livia hadn't been able to sleep a wink. As she'd stared at the dark ceiling, the story had come to her in flashes. A grassy mountain-ringed oasis in an arid, hostile landscape. A wagon train laden with weary yet hopeful families headed for California. A massacre brewing in the hearts of Utah Territory militiamen who feared persecution and loathed outsiders. If she did manage to give birth to this story, it could very well go on to be featured in a respected and widely read publication. How gratifying it would be, from her neglected corner in whichever society drawing room, to hear those guests who never had any use for her discuss her narrative with astonished admiration. Livia imagined the warm satisfaction she would feel, a snug, enduring sense of well-being. She took a bite of bacon and consulted the travel handbook she'd borrowed from the circulating library. It was imperative that she give a correct description of Utah. Inaccuracies on the part of Sherlock Holmes's chronicler could diminish readers' opinions of the great detective, and she must not let that happen. The problem was, she also couldn't paint too complete a picture, as even the handbook only offered patchy information. She would have to be vague about the exact location of her setting, somehow cobbling together one or two descriptive paragraphs, then pivot on to the doings of her characters. Except she didn't know yet who those characters ought to be. The victim would be a girl, that much was clear. But what about the eventual avenger who swooped in decades later to punish the culprits? Would that person be a woman or a man? And those culprits, who were they? According to Mr. Mark Twain, whose account of the Mountain Meadows Massacre first gave her the idea of a story of vengeance, 9 men were indicted afterward, but only one was tried in a court of law. Those who escaped justice, naturally, made for good targets for a vigilant avenger. But 8 targets were too many. 2 or 3 seemed more reasonable. Did that mean she also had to reduce the scale of the massacre to account for the smaller number of killers? Or would it be all right to say more of them had been lawfully punished? According to the records, only children younger than 7 were spared and taken in by nearby families. If her avenger was one of those children, it would add an entire other dimension.